Read 180 presents Whirligig by Paul Fleischman. Before we start, let me tell you about the book. Whirligig is about a 16-year-old boy named Brent who has just moved with his parents to Chicago. It's a work of realistic fiction, which means the story is something that could happen in real life. When the novel begins, Brent is a pretty spoiled, selfish kid whose main goal is to fit in at his new school. One night, he makes a reckless decision that results in a real tragedy. To help make up for what he did, Brent has to build 4 Whirligigs, wooden toys with parts that move when the wind blows, and place them in the 4 corners of the continental United States: Washington State, Southern California, Florida, and Maine. Brent spends most of one summer traveling around the country by bus, building the Whirligigs, and placing one in each of those 4 states. Brent changes and learns a lot on his journey, and that's a big part of what Whirligig is about. But Brent isn't the only one who's affected by his actions and experiences. You'll also read about people who encounter and whose lives are changed by Brent's Whirligigs. Now, let me turn you over to your reading coach, Stacy.
Hi, I'm Stacy. I'll be reading Whirligig with you. From time to time, I'll be speaking up to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out difficult words or confusing parts of the story. When you hear this sound, it means I'm about to say something. Let's get started. The first chapter of the book is called Party Time, and it begins on page 3. By the way, you'll notice that the page numbers are printed sideways. Don't forget to follow along in your book while you're listening to the tape.
Whirligig by Paul Fleischman. Party Time. Brent turned toward his clock. It was 5:35. He hated the hours before a party. A nervous energy whipped back and forth inside him. He focused again on the computer screen and careened through the video game's dark passages, firing at everything speeding toward him, borne along by the never-ending music. Brent! His mother's voice echoed up the stairs. Brent paused the game. The firing and explosion ceased as if a window had been closed on a war. Dinner! All right. He played on, chewing up the minutes that stretched.